16th of November, I'm David Clark, and here's your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Park will be the host of Winter Wonderland this year, despite complaints from area residents regarding noise and parking concerns. Visitors are being encouraged to park at the multi-level car park in Queen Street, which is free for the first 2 hours. The original location at Everard Meadow, close to the embankment, had to be scrapped due to working taking place on the lock at Mill Meadow. The event will boast a 600 square metre ice rink, a large 36 metre Ferris wheel, a fir tree maze and other family friendly attractions with an available range of festive food and drink. Admission is £2 and all patrons will receive a free ride voucher. Winter Wonderland begins on the 25th of November and runs until the 3rd of January. Just Drop It, a new campaign against knife crime being sponsored by Bedfordshire's Police Violence and Exploitation Reduction Unit, has been adopted by members of the Luton Town Football Club. Alfie Doherty, Andros Townsend and Jacob Brown will show their support by displaying Just Drop It armbands during Premier League games. Hatters chairman David Wilkerson also backs the initiative. Mid-Bedfordshire's new Labour MP, Alistair Stratham, made his speaking debut in the House of Commons yesterday, complimenting families and residents within his constituency. He also showed his appreciation for local businesses, including his local Shepherd's Brewery Tap and Harlington's Hub and Spoke Cafe. While discussing the challenges he faces, he also found time to honour his predecessor, Nadine Dorris, vowing to maintain her proud tradition of robust opposition. Luton Borough Council has received recognition from the RSPCA for their tireless obligation to stray dog services. The council received the Platinum Award this year for its 6 prior Gold Honour wins in the category. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.